You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today will be another short show. I had hoped to get back to an hour show, but I'm still working on the websites for KDUX Web Radio, as well as the Richland Chronicle and the Chronicle TV, as well as doing some research for an article that I'll be writing and hopefully will be published next Tuesday that will be on the subject of today's show. And this is really a continuation of Friday's show. If you've been listening to the news, and I was waiting for President Obama to give another update as to what was happening in Iraq concerning ISIS, and that's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and its efforts to really kill people of different religious faiths, whether it be Shiite, Christian, Jews, and other religious minorities, in northern Iraq. They are literally butchering and randomly killing people all across the country that do not believe as they do. And it's a genocide, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a president on vacation playing golf. Now, I think presidents are entitled to vacations. But when you're supposedly the leader of the only superpower in the world, you would think that he would spend a little bit more time on what's happening to Iraq. And let me put it in context. And before I get going, for those that are new listeners to the show, the way you listen to the show is to, and most people do this, you can listen to it right now as we're broadcasting over the web, but about 99% or more of my listeners actually listen to my podcast. And the way you get to the podcast is to go to my companion blog for the Pronk Pop Show, and the URL or the address for it is pronkpops.wordpress.com, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to the last 60 to 80 shows, and at the very bottom of that page, you'll have links to my entire portfolio, except for some of the earlier shows. But in between, you're going to see in my notes for this show, and it's really largely YouTube videos. And I warn all my listeners, some of those videos are very graphic. And what I mean by that, you're going to see men, women, children being killed on highways, lined up and killed, crucified, beheaded, and these are ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They were part, and they are Sunnis, radical fanatic Islamists of the Sunni sect, and the Sunni sect is the majority of Islam. Now, I'm not equating the majority of Islam with ISIS, because it obviously isn't. These are religious fanatics. The closest I could come to in past history, well, actually there are several, but it's similar to the Nazi stormtroopers that went out into Eastern Europe and killed Jews wherever they found them, gassed them, lined them up, had them dig a grave and shoot them. That's going on. It's clear to me is ISIS is just following that playbook. The same thing happened with the communists. The communists did the same thing in the Soviet Union. And the same thing with Mao and his communists in China. We've seen this before. The wholesale slaughter of people that disagree with you, your ideas, your thoughts, don't agree with their ideology, and they kill you. That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a president playing golf and on vacation. Can you believe it? I find it somewhat repugnant. And he blames it on faulty intelligence. What happened? Did his television set break down? He can't get on YouTube? Get a clue, Mr. President. This has been going on for months. Months. And you're the one, and your administration wanted to send weapons to the Syrian rebels, which included Al-Qaeda and this group. These people are butchers. There's pure evil, pure evil. And now he's hemming and hawing that we have to wait to the Iraqi government forms and there's reconciliation between the minorities in Iraq. Mr. President, Iraq is a failed state. Just like Mexico is a failed state, so is Iraq. Now, I need to step back for a moment. If you listen to my past shows, you know that my political philosophy is one of I'm a classical liberal. We are non-interventionist. We don't believe it is the responsibility of the United States to be policemen of the world. And we're very much strongly constitutionalist. It's up to Congress to declare war. The problem has been, since World War II, really the two wars in the last roughly 115 years that have been declared is World War I and World War II. Obviously, the United States Armed Forces has been involved in literally several dozen various engagements where military force has been involved. The continuing today in Afghanistan, as well as in the past in Iraq. The problem is our representatives, our senators, our congressmen have been ignoring the U.S. Constitution for years. Because if the United States wants to declare war on a nation, the Constitution clearly spells out its Congress has that authority. Now, the president can request a declaration of war, and Congress can vote on it one way or the other. But you should have that debate. You should have that conversation prior to intervening or taking the country to war. We have ignored that. And the American people have let their representatives and senators ignore that. The result has been president after president taking it upon themselves to take the country to war. Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan are just some of the major ones. And that's the problem when you don't follow the rules. You don't obey your oath of office. Because in any war, you want the American people with you. You want a public opinion to be with you. And I mean by vast majorities. You need to debate the issues, pro and con of going to war. Now, I'm sure there's some of you out there that were against President Bush when he took the country to war in Iraq. But at least President Bush got authorization from Congress and also the support of several nations. And he was, as well as the United Nations. Now, what's coming up, and Obama has already said it, that he had faulty intelligence. Yet it was the Democrats who criticized George Bush, saying he deliberately lied when he said Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. Now, I'm of the opinion Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction, and it shipped most, not all, but most of them to Syria. That's why Syria has one of the major stockpiles of biological and chemical weapons in the world. They were moved. But one of the major reasons that Congress voted for that resolution to authorize President Bush to go to war in Iraq was weapons of mass destruction, no matter what your views on that are. And I didn't think he intentionally lied. We found out when we got into Iraq that he didn't have nuclear weapons. And we had some intelligence prior to that he did not have. But he certainly had both chemical and biological weapons, and he used it on his people in the past. And many of the agents actually used in that were bought from Europe as well as the United States. So I'm not going to revisit that issue, but I want you to recall the fact it was the Democratic Party that was highly critical of George Bush when he said he relied on intelligence not only from our Central Intelligence Agency, but also other governments, including the United Kingdom and Germany, regarding whether or not and France, by the way, whether or not Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And the consensus opinion is he did. And he was violating UN resolution after UN resolution. My point being, the United States, under the leadership of President Bush, sought and got support for the war, both in Congress, both from the Democratic and Republican parties, which I need to remind you. I know some of them voted against it before they voted for it, because what happened is the Democratic Party found out the American people supported George Bush in this. I frankly did not. I was on the fence. I was not convinced, not that he didn't have weapons of mass destruction. I thought now and today, as well as in the past, that Al-Qaeda was not based in Iraq. In other words, the neoconservatives in Congress and the Republican Party had an agenda, and their agenda was to destabilize several countries in the Middle East, including Iraq, Syria, Libya, Iran, just to name four. There were others as well, but those are the major four. And where are we today? Libya is in chaos. There's a raging civil war in Syria with hundreds of thousands of displaced people, in other words, people from Syria fleeing into neighboring countries such as Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and other countries throughout the Middle East. So we have a civil war in Libya, we have a civil war raging in Syria, and we have a massive civil war going on in Iraq today. So in one sense, the mission was accomplished. Syria is unstable, Iraq is unstable, Libya is unstable, and so for that matter is Egypt. And we have the Israelis fighting with Hamas. So that's unstable. So if the objective was instability, mission accomplished. But Obama has actually made it worse. Kind of hard, you know, he made it worse because he's responsible for his foreign policy and his intervention. And remember, do you remember why the reason given to intervene in Libya? It was to prevent a genocide. To prevent a genocide. I always scratched my head on that one. I said, well, I know Gaddafi has enemies and they were out to kill him, but you need to understand Libya, like Iraq, is a very tribal nation. It is a group of tribes. Now, most of them share the same religion, primarily Sunni. It is Islamic religion. The sect is Sunni. But you get different versions of that religion. For example, in Saudi Arabia, they are Sunni of the Wahhabi sect. But more importantly, they're a nation of tribes headed by sheikhs. And that's fundamentally you have to understand. Now, the war, just a little history, and I'll recommend a book called The Gamble by a gentleman named Ricks that goes over what was the gamble. Well, for the first 4 years of the Iraqi war under Bush, from 2003 to roughly the end of 2006, the United States government, its military, was failing in Iraq. And the reason it was failing was its strategy was simply wrong. We largely stayed on FOBs, forward operating bases, and sent out motorized patrols. We did not protect the people of Iraq. We killed a lot of them, but we didn't protect them. And what you need to understand, and that's what we're seeing today in Iraq, you have what's called sectarian violence. Sect is a religious sect. That's what we're talking about. The two major religious sects are the Shiites, predominantly in central to southern and eastern Iraq, and the Sunnis in western and northern Iraq are the two major sects, and they hate each other's guts. And if they could, they would kill each other, and that's exactly what they're doing today in Iraq. In addition, you have the Kurds. The Kurds are Sunni, and their territory is in the mountains, the northern part of Iraq. And what do you have going on today? You have ISIS, and there's different pronunciations. Some of it pronounced ISIL. I call it ISIS. I heard you have various pronunciations, various versions of what it stands for. But it's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They are fanatics, folks. They're stone-cold killers. There's more than one video. They're going down the highway and literally killing people in cars, men, women, children, babies. They're just randomly going down the highway, machine gunning them. Now, why would they do that? Well, they're Sunni radicals, fanatics. And the people were fleeing to the south, to Baghdad region, where the Shia are. So they assumed that everyone on that highway was a Shiite, and they were going to kill him, and they did. And there's videos showing this, showing people in vans, for example, or cars just being killed. It's like you driving down the highway, and someone pulls up to you, the side of your car, and starts spraying machine gun fire. They had also stopped truck drivers, again, on the highway. They would pull them over, ask them some questions, and if they determined you were Shia, they killed you automatically. No questions asked. Ladies and gentlemen, that is genocide because they say they're a state. It's the state killing of a people. But it's not confined to Shiites. They're doing this to Christians. They're doing it to people of other religions, even small men. I have trouble pronouncing it. Yazida. I'm probably mispronouncing. I do apologize. And they're also killing other Sunnis, by the way. In other words, if you don't agree with my ideas, I'm sorry. They don't even say you're sorry. They just pull out a gun and shoot you, if you're lucky. Or they'll behead you or crucify you. And what President Obama's on vacation playing golf. He's known about this problem, not for days or months, going on a year. Remember Benghazi, where four Americans died? What was that about? It was about sending arms to the Syrian rebels. That's the scandal, folks. And many of those arms included surface-to-air missiles. And where were these arms going? Through Turkey to the Syrian rebels. And the Syrian rebels included Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the true scandal of Benghazi. It's not a phony scandal. It's a live, real scandal, and we're seeing some of the consequences today. You see, there's no real good side in Syria. They're killing each other. It is a civil war, just like there is a civil war today in Iraq. Now, the question is, what should the president be doing? ISIS is really operating along the highways. They have some fixed positions, but along the highways of Iraq. I think you're going to see an increasing call for the president to intervene in Iraq. And I think over time he will get the support of the American people. Because what this group is doing, it should terrify you. It should concern you. And think about it if you were there, or think about it if they send back to this country and there's some Americans there, there are Europeans there, to do harm to Americans here. Just because you're in Dallas, Texas, doesn't mean you're safe. So I think you're going to see an increased call for the President of the United States as Commander-in-Chief to do serious damage, if not destroy, at least carpet bomb ISIS. Now, I'm looking at the time. I really need to spend another hour or two on the subject. I'm just getting warmed up, and I will. I'm getting increasingly smart on the subject. I've been following this story for several weeks, and the more I learn about ISIS, it sickens me. And I want to get into that book a little, the Gamble, because the United States military was failing for the first 4 years in Iraq, and then they switched strategies and appointed or General Petraeus, David Petraeus, as commander, and he changed the strategy where he became close to the people, tried to protect the people against the exact violence, the same violence as today is occurring in Iraq. And why initially American losses were high, the whole thing turned around. And the Sunnis began to trust, the actual insurgents began to trust the United States. But all of that was thrown away when President Obama rapidly exited Iraq, mainly because it was an election year and he wanted to fulfill a campaign promise. And the result we're seeing today. So you're going to hear more about this in my next show. is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinions of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. Have a great day and register for classes. You only have a little over a week to do so. Bye-bye.